Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak has brought in, I'm throwing you under the bus on this, by the way.
In case this goes awry.
Has brought in something from Dr. Karen Phillip. Mm-hmm, is that really their name?
Yeah, close personal friend.
But Phillip?
That's her last name?
Are you upset that it's not Phillip? Sure.
Have you ever heard of anybody's last name being Phillip? No S? Phillip?
No, but I don't.
Yeah, it is unusual.
Usually judge people by their last name.
Yeah. She's apparently not a doctor.
Yeah. She's a relationship expert. She's a family psychotherapist. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. And she's got things couples need to know before tying the knot. I'd like to play along. We'll ask Erica the questions, and I'll let you know if in any of my marriages, if I knew these things, and if maybe that's what potentially led to the downfall of said
relationship. This is really fun and not anxiety-inducing at all.
You're fine. I mean, we don't have to get a divorce. You're going to be fine. Do you think you guys are in good shape?
Totally.
You do?
Yeah.
Because you're not religious, air quotes, so you don't have to do a thing like go to classes to be able to get married.
But we are gonna do, probably TMI, sorry babe, we're gonna do pre-marital counseling.
You are?
We are. We've made that decision.
Who made the decision?
No, we. It's a very we thing.
We did.
Let's just
let's do some counseling.
He's like, can you ask your current therapist about like if she knows someone or... All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just so you know.
No, I mean, I do
would start
sort of,
with a neutral therapist.
We are going to.
You got to go to neutral ground.
We will.
Did you go to marriage counseling before or did you do a church thing?
We did it through the church. Yeah. We had like a sponsor couple that we met with for weeks.
Gross. And then do you have to do a retreat or anything?
No, we just met with them a handful of times each time. And then
they always smell like coffee and cigarettes. God, I hate that.
No, they're like the best. They're like the sweetest, a little elderly than at the time. Yeah, they were the best.
The people who did that in the Catholic church when I was growing up were like, a little bit sketch.
What's that? Oh, License to Wed. That's that Mandy Moore, John Krasinski movie with Robin Williams. We watched it recently and they do, it's like the whole
process. A little
couples
counseling thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we did, part of that is we met with the priest and we actually had a kind of a unique situation because our priest was married, had kids, his wife had passed, and then he became a priest later on in life. So he had a little bit
of
both sides of the...
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. He like had experience getting married, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
So I thought you... I thought you had to like have your V card to be a priest.
Okay. You guys can be my priest right now.
Okay, go. Okay. Go.
The first thing, it takes 3 years to really know your partner.
We have been together 2 and a month. 2 years and a month.
Will it be 3 years by the time you tie the knot? No.
Just shy by like 3 months.
Research tells us it takes up to 3 years to really drop all of our facades and know who the actual person is.
I have always gotten married after at least 3 years.
So maybe he's doing something wrong.
No, I do kind of think that. You definitely, how long do you think it takes to get out of the, like your
honeymoon?
BSing phase?
1 year.
1 year before what? He farts in front of you?
Oh God, he was farting in front of me at like 2 months.
Gross, I never do. Like it's just not a thing.
Once again, sorry, babe.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, we were over three. When we got married.
All right.
Okay. So something to note.
We failed already.
The children discussion. It should happen by the time you are a committed couple or are considering engagement. You should have talked about your plan for children, how many you want, when you're going to have them.
She dropped the bomb on him the first time they sat down having beers.
The children discussion was on our fifth date.
Fifth?
I was still deciding. He was so nice. And I was like, this guy's way too nice for me. Like, I don't know. So I was still kind of trying to figure out if I really wanted.
He's so tatted up and he had a beard down to his navel.
But he was so kind and so ready that I was like, something's wrong with this man, right?
Yeah,
like,
you think he's lying.
Yeah.
Or he's like.
And then we were sitting. I still remember exactly where we were at, like a cidery. And I said, do you have interest in having kids? And he said, if it's with the right person, I would want them. And he was certainly implying with me. And that was the moment I fell in love with him.
Aww.
It was the moment my heart went, oh, I almost just swore.
He didn't say it was you,
right?
But it was like the way he inflected on the right person.
Yeah.
Well, that's a move.
Yeah.
Dane.
Yeah. Good work, Dane.
High five,
I always remember looking at him and him saying that and my like body reacting.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Slacker, you've talked about getting pregnant on the honeymoon. Is that something you talked about?
We definitely pulled the goalie with intent, but I had every intent of like, because if you ever gone to Mexico on a vacation, they're like,
oh, perfect. We're also going to Mexico honeymoon.
It's so funny. They like have these little jokes that they tell all the cute little couples and they're constantly like, you on honeymoon or are you practicing? And it's like, just practicing. So I'm like, we're going to go there so many times. And just bad baby bad. And it was like, one shot, one goal. Like the next morning after we got married, she was like, I'm definitely pregnant. And I was like, what? She's like, everything feels different. I'm like, there's no way. We bought tests down there. Pete, like, no. Got back. Takes weeks, as you know, before you actually test positive. And then she was like, I told you.
Wow.
And they went back. It was like, we were married March 17th. She was pregnant on the 18th.
Okay.
For sure.
Mexico will get you, Erica.
Yeah. Yikes.
The next one. What is cheating on social media? You should share your passwords, allow your partner to look at your phone anytime, and be completely transparent.
Sharing passwords is crazy, but my phone, he knows the passcode. He types it in all the time. So,
yeah, but how nervous are you if he just starts scrolling?
Not at all, because I don't ever say anything bad about him.
It's not about bad, but like.
Or I'm not talking to weird people.
You sure?
Ever.
Oh, man. I am.
If he looked at any of my texts, he'd be like, okay.
Really?
That's what this says. It says basically any conversation you have on social media, your partner should be able to be sitting there right next to you while you have it.
And okay.
If they couldn't sit there, you're probably
look
in a gray
at me.
Area.
Everyone in this room knows me. You know the way I talk. I like if a girlfriend of mine saw the way I talk, it would not be good.
Maybe that's the problem.
No, but I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm. You are an interesting case.
Because you know I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. I talk about sleeping with you all the time.
Yeah.
But it's inappropriate for you to talk about sleeping with a woman if you have a partner. So.
But I talk. Like, I've talked about sleeping with Aaron's mom just to get Aaron to call me daddy. I've done, like, I've said things like that out loud as
and
a joke.
Loves and I'm clearly. Still in therapy over it.
ChatGPT therapy.
Listen. How many more of this list
I've
are there?
I've got three or four more.
Okay, we'll get to the rest. If you want to know if you're about to get married, if you're it's going to last or not, T-Hack has all the answers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We are smack dab in the middle of testing a relationship.
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're testing anybody's relationship. If you're listening, these are the things you need to know before you tie the knot. So far, you should know each other for 3 years, which Erica and her fiance have not. You should discuss children.
Yep.
Do you want to say out loud what you're... Have you guys discussed a number?
Yeah, certainly not one, probably not four.
But you would do four, I think.
I love the idea of four. I'm one of four. So, but I'm pretty sure I'm older. So,
yeah, okay.
Pretty sure we're not getting to four.
And then sharing, like, what is cheating on social media? You got to be willing to. I didn't get to say that. I'm very strange in the way I talk to people. I don't think I wouldn't want sig others to see it. I'm not afraid, unless if they get me, then they can see whatever, because I'm not doing anything nefarious. Yeah.
I think you have the thing where if your phone buzzes, you'd be like, oh, honey, can you? Who is that?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, don't look at it.
Yeah, no. I'm not
Not necessarily just talking and what you're saying, but also, are you liking a girl's picture? Does that define cheating? Like, what exactly in the realm of social media?
Does that define cheating?
It can, for sure.
If it's like naked photos.
Yeah. Or bikini pics of, especially of a girl you know. I don't know. It feels feels weird.
But you have that talk.
Yes.
And then if they nod in the right places.
You agree on boundaries.
Then when they do that, they're in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. That's a good boundary. That's a great boundary. I like it. Okay.
The next thing is you should keep the toilet seat and lid down. You should just squash that argument now.
It doesn't happen.
According to this doctor.
It doesn't happen?
We don't argue about it. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah. The lid's usually up, and I'm like,
that's okay.
It's not the end of the world.
But
he cleans the toilet more than I do.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
The seat is always down for me. That is true.
Getting slow clothes is a game changer. It's everything. Because you just get done, you just tap it, and then you walk out, and it's just slowly going down. I just don't like to, I don't want to slam it. So I don't always put the lid down. But with the slow clothes, I'm just like, yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
That's real. Hold on.
I know.
We're doing, this is marriage deal breaker.
I think what it's saying is this is a huge point of contention for a lot of relationships, and just get in front of it. Just don't let it build up and you are passive aggressively closing it. Then he's opening it and you're all doing, it's like, get ahead of it. Talk about it.
But I don't think it really means anything. All it is a thing that when you're not happy with your partner and you're in nitpicky phase, that's the easy one.
Mm.
That's low hanging fruit. And you're just like,
that's mess for us.
Yes.
And we mess in general. We're both kind of messy. So
you are.
You know this about me. I'm
super. Every time you say it, I think I compartmentalize it back down.
I know.
You don't act messy. I mean, you eat in here every day, but that's not messy.
Slopping.
It's not like everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Your house is a mess.
Well, we're working on it. So no.
Okay. This next one is a juicy one.
Oh boy.
You should talk about relations.
Yeah.
You should have the conversation about that and intimacy as early on to talk about your needs, your desires, and your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about this hack. It's a key point in your marriage. You're like, look, my number is like 27 a week. Your number's 2. So can we meet somewhere in between?
Right.
4 is good.
And then I think for us, it's been, I understand that maybe it's less than I'd like, but I see the movement you've made.
You're coming up, I'm coming down.
Yes, and I'm grateful for that. Yeah. And you are grateful for me. Like, I think it's more of the respect. Like,
have you guys agreed on a number?
Yeah, we've talked about this since date. Oh, I don't want to reveal that because my mom listens.
One,
but, no, not one.
That airport was rocking.
No, it's been something we've talked in length about, and it's like sometimes it's like, I don't want to always initiate, and then it improves.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. We're also not afraid to go later today.
Oh, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of a pre-schedule.
Yeah. That's
sometimes cool. Like on a weekday, you gotta.
Yeah. This says you should check in again every year. I say every week.
Oh. What about every
you want to talk about it all the time. You just want to do it.
Yeah. You gotta let them talk about it and then let them improve. Yeah. You let yourself improve. All that.
Can I ask... I'm not being weird, but I think this is one thing that's happened in my relationships. Like, you kind of have that agreed upon number and then one of you is letting it slip. How long do you let it slip? Because there's, like, from a guy's perspective, if they're not meeting your thing, then you're just like, and then you're not going to initiate, you're like, and like, but you don't want to nag because, like, hey, come on, please, come on. That's not fun.
No.
Right.
Like, you don't want that. So
it's not a turn on to them and you don't feel good doing that either.
Right. Like, but waiting a full year to check in. How far does it have to fall down before you go, hey man, we were at 4 and now it's been like 4 in the last month? Like, ugh.
Mm.
When do you check
every 2
back
weeks
in?
If something was off, I'd be like, hello? Hey man,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Just like that.
I think as long as you are, because you get in the nitpicky phase, and as long as you're not in that mindset when you have the talk of just like, what you said is going to be four. It's barely been any.
Right.
Like,
oh,
okay, now we're. That's bad. That's bad.
Nothing makes me want to sleep with you more than you yelling at me. Yeah. Let's go. Okay. That's good.
All right. This one will be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Always get a joint account.
100%. First divorce lawyer told me that we did not get a joint account.
Oh, really?
But this is supposed to be before you get married?
Yes.
I think it's like you should be prepared to get one. Okay. If you're going to get married, what this says is if you're talking about dividing bills once you're married, that's not a marriage. It's two individual people living as a married couple.
Interesting.
According to this doctor.
We just dumped it. We didn't keep separate accounts and have a joint. We just had a joint, which is also gets even more.
In your first marriage?
No, the second. First one, we didn't do anything. Second one, it was just like all money flows into the middle and who cares? I make more than you do, but it doesn't matter. We spend at whatever rate we want to spend at.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We have the joint.
Only the joint. I think we're going to be doing
separate
and joint, and everything we spend really comes out of joint. There's just a little bit of
separate. Why do you have your separate?
Gifts for each other. Trips.
Princess wants a little hide me money.
No. Yeah, he makes more money than me, so it doesn't. I'd be better off taking his.
You're right. Then go push for it. No. Trust me, I got an attorney that will get you whatever you need when this is over.
Stop.
Okay.
All right, this is the last one, and I feel like Erica's going to pass. You should tell them that you love them. A lot of the time, people can't remember the last time they said, I love you, or they struggle to name something they admire about their partner.
I think the second thing is more important than I love you.
We say I love you like 40 times a
day.
You
say I.
Yeah.
And love.
Mm-hmm.
L-O-V-E,
mm-hmm.
And you.
Yes. It's I don't love you.
Or love ya.
Never a love ya. Sometimes I love you if we're in a pass, like, and we're quick moving, but it's like if he's running up the stairs to go to a meeting and I'm walking out the door, it's like, okay, love you.
No.
But we always kiss.
But there's like eight other times that same day
right.
where they said, I love you.
Is it during the boinking? Your mom's listening, right?
No, it's usually outside of that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.